This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, Jimmy, hey, I know everyone's super excited to kind of see how this new offense is unveiled Saturday night, including Oregon State, obviously. I was curious about that element of surprise, though. When you've been on the other side of that coin and you've been the defensive coaches that have had to react to that same element, in real time, in your experience, how long has that taken you guys to adjust, identify on the fly, and be able to kind of overcome that kind of advantage?
Yeah, it's a definite advantage for the team that has not shown what they're going to do on offense. So, you know, on defense, you're really kind of, you're going into a blind. And every play you're starting, your TAs, your quality control coaches are saying, okay, this is what they did on first down, second down, third down. You know, really by the time the first quarter's over, you're like, okay, here's the style we're seeing. This is what we have to defend. And then really it's a continual battle throughout the whole game. You got to get in halftime and see what you maybe you missed and you feel like what you think you're going to get on third down and first and second down. But then, you know, an offense is going to have a different plan as they come out of the locker room as well. So it really is a disadvantage for defense because defenses have to react. Offenses get to dictate. And so same thing when we're on defense. We have to react to whatever we're seeing the offense is trying to do. What Oregon State's trying to bring, we have to react to it. And so it's a definite advantage with them not knowing what we're going to do.
All right, we'll go to Dan Raley, then Mike Farrell. Go ahead, Dan.
Jimmy, the school gave us numbers yesterday that show a little bit of a spike with the positive tests in the athletic department. Sometimes they mention which sports are involved. Sometimes they don't. Are you guys at full strength with in regards to that?
Good to go.
All right, we'll go to Mike Farrell, then Lars Hansen. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Jimmy, kind of similar to that, but I think fans, you know, they have a hard time 100% believing that any game is going to be played at this point. And you said things can happen, so it can change so quickly. But how confident are you in this moment that this game is going to happen?
Oh, man, yeah. Okay. Well, I'll tell you this. We prepare like we're going to play the game. We just finished practice. It's you know, all sights on Oregon State, and we are ready for those guys to get here, and we're excited to play the game. So that's just how we have to go about our business. We can't have one foot in going, okay, it might be played. It may not. Because then when it's played, we will definitely won't be ready. But the dogs are prepared. We are ready. We just had an excellent week and a half of practice preparing for these guys. We're itching to play. We're excited to play. And, you know, at this moment, I feel 100% confident that this game is going to take place on Saturday night.
All right, we'll go to Lars and then Anthony. Go ahead, Lars.
Hey, Coach, you mentioned seeing Gebba as a recruit. How much of your time when you were a defensive coordinator and defensive back coach was banking future quarterback evaluations if you were going to have to play against them? And then also, how much have you dabbled in recruiting on offense since you've taken over as head coach?
I didn't hear the player, Lars. Who'd you say? I'm sorry.
Christian Gebba, the Oregon State quarterback.
Oh, and what about you? You said we recruited him. Is that what you just said?
No. Well, you said that you noticed him when he was a recruit. How much of your evaluations when you are recruiting guys is also banking future quarterback evaluations for guys you're going to see as opposing quarterbacks?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I'm sorry. Thank you, Lars. And not just the quarterback position. We do evaluations on, you know, everybody, and we keep those evaluations. Those are logged in our files with our recruiting staff and our coaches. And then when we do our personnel reports, for instance, when we're playing Oregon State this week and we're talking about all their personnel, special teams, offense, and defense, including their quarterback, we have their notes. We have the notes from when we were recruiting them along with our evaluation of them playing college football. And so we put that all together as a package and what we think their players' strengths are and what their weaknesses are. And then we try to use that to our advantage.
All right, we'll go to Anthony and then Kim and then hands up for anybody else after that. Go ahead, Anthony.
You know, last year you guys had a lot of success on the ground against the Beavers, but Sean didn't play. How are you hoping to get him involved this Saturday, and kind of what does he bring to the offense and the team?
Sean McGrew?
Yes, Sean McGrew.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I'm expecting that whole stable to get some touches on Saturday. You guys know we like to use multiple running backs, and Sean's had an excellent training camp. He's a senior. He's made a bunch of plays for us, and he's 100% ready to go. And so I'm excited to see what he does on Saturday night, along with the rest of that running back, that stable of running backs. We have a lot of depth there.
All right, we'll go to Kim and then Mike Farrell. Go ahead, Kim.
Hey, Jake, you've known Jonathan long. You've practiced against him so many times, not only in practice but in games. Has he really changed that much, or is this just one of those games where, you know, I know what you're going to do, you know what I'm going to do, let's strap it on and go?
Yeah, no, there's certain concepts for sure that are similar, that runs, you know, that he did here and that they're doing there now. But he did hire an offensive coordinator, and they're doing some different things. They've done some different things from the last couple of years now. And they'll always have, you know, little curveballs, little changeups here and there, just like any good offense does. And this is a really good offense. They were very productive last year. And, you know, I think Coach Smith even mentioned in his presser that they start off a little slow, you know, last week, but then they finished really strong, which they did. And so we're going to have to do everything in our power to make sure, you know, that all that momentum they had towards the end of the game last Saturday doesn't carry over into the first, second quarter on Saturday night. But Smitty's a heck of an offensive-minded coach, and they're not just going to give you exactly what they've done before. There's going to be a bunch of change-ups, and we're going to have to try to catch up to it.
All right, we'll take two more. Mike Varell and then Anthony Edwards. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Jimmy, I saw that the Apple Cup time was just announced, 7:30, and I'm curious, you know, the earliest kickoff so far for you guys is going to be 5 p.m. Do you have a preference for what time you'd like to kick off if you did have that choice?
I do not. I have no preference. At this point, we just want to play a game, and it doesn't matter what time we play. The landscape of college football is dictated, you know, by TV, when they want to put us on TV, and that's just the business that we're in right now in college football. And so if they want us to play at 9 in the morning, we're ready to go for that. They want us to play at 8 o'clock at night, 7:35, just let us know what time it is, and make sure you guys tell the fans so they can tune in and watch. We're excited to play football, and we are grateful we get to practice this game, go meet, and now get ready to go play a football game. We will play at any time. Doesn't matter.
All right, last question from Anthony Edwards. Go ahead, Anthony.
We've seen some sloppy play in the first quarter around the nation, just like for teams starting their first game. How do you guys avoid that when you get out of the tunnel?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I mean, we're that's what we try to do with our four preseason games and get those, hiccups out of the way during training camp. But this game, the football is never going to be played perfect. There's going to be mistakes here and there. It's just going to how we respond from those mistakes is what's going to be most important. There's never been a perfect game of football played in the history of football at any level. And I don't expect a perfect game on Saturday night, but I just want our guys to fight and keep persevering and respond to adversity, and then we'll be in great shape.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.